Head coach Michael Huger is with us here courtside to talk about this win. And coach, first half was sort of back and forth. The teams traded the lead, and you led by four at the break. So the second half, you really pulled away. What were some of the keys to doing that?
Defensive intensity. We were consistent on the defensive end. We played extremely hard on the defense. We competed, and that gave us the victory. Straight the defense. I give all the credit to the defense.
Is it something about this team with Amani Bates that maybe brings out the best in your guys defensively? Because both times you played this team, your team has been focused and on point defensively. Is it maybe that challenge that has given them the little boost they need?
It could be a challenge. He's still an NBA prospect, still a draft pick, can play, can shoot it. I think our guys were up for the challenge on that one. We got to do it one more time. We got to go down to OU, and we got to get another win.
How about Samari Curtis? You started him tonight, but the first half really didn't do much. He was 0 for 4. Second half, he goes 7 of 7 from the floor, scores 25 points. Well, the second half, seems like he's done that for you all year. He's been a second-half player most of the time.
He's done a real good job in the second half. First half was, just a little rough, but I think that was more nerves of not starting for most of the year and now being thrown back in there. Just thought he had a little nerves going in the first half. He was able to settle down in the second half and play a great game in the second half.
You give a start tonight to Yubong Abasi-Atim, and he didn't play a lot of minutes, but we saw some of what you really like in the future development. He made both the shots. He got around the rim. He blocked a couple of shots. He brought a lot of energy and athleticism to your defense. Talk about his performance tonight.
He did exactly what we wanted him to do. He brought the energy, was able to defend, was able to get out on ball screens, rebound, block some shots, just hustle plays, things that don't show up on the stat sheet. One time they had a layup and he ran back, he sprinted back, and he broke up the layup for those guys. And just the little things, and, he played so hard, he asked for a sub, which is rare in today's game of guys asking for subs. So we had that several times tonight where guys asked for subs, so that means we're playing extremely hard.
We got to talk about Rashawn Agee, his first career double-double tonight, 18 points, 11 boards, a couple of rim rattlers on the dunks. Good to see him get back in the flow, best he's played in a while.
It is. He played well. I think he has to be sick a little more often. He didn't practice yesterday and was able to come out today and perform. Gave it everything he had, and, we came out victorious. Just happy to, finally win. I mean, losing is nothing. It's miserable. It's miserable, miserable, miserable. So, it feels great to finally win and still give ourselves a chance to get to Cleveland.
Coach, before the game, I asked you about scoring inside and points in the paint. Up there, you scored 48 in the paint of your 91. Today, 44 of your 88 came in the paint. So you were able to duplicate that effort, and it wasn't all about just the post guys. You were able to get the ball where you wanted to offensively.
We definitely were able to move the ball. We were able to share the ball really well today. We got inside looks, outside looks, so it was a lot of fun just to have the guys come out and compete the way they did tonight.
Also, turnovers have been a bit of a bugaboo for your squad. Tonight, only 11 of them, and you outscored Eastern by 5 in points off turnovers, so that was a little more subdued.
Yeah, we definitely want to take care of the ball, and that was something going in. We talked about that, and the first half we had some careless ones. I think we had 6 at halftime and finished with 5 in the second half. So not a bad job in taking care of the ball, but I want to be exceptional. So. We got to do a much better job moving forward of taking care of the ball and getting shots.
Well, clearly tonight a strong performance for your team in the home finale, Coach. Hopefully you can parlay that into some momentum and win Friday down in Athens. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, we need that. We need that. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hey, Coach Michael Huger, Falcons beat Eastern Michigan tonight 88-68.